Looking at these readings earlier in the week, I was thinking, gosh, this all sounds very familiar. In the reading from Habakkuk, he's coming from a time when Israel as a nation was an absolute disaster. They had forgotten God, ignored his commandments. There's violence in the streets, and the leadership that's going on in their country was not very good. Discord amongst the people was a constant. And Habakkuk cries out, how long? Sound familiar? And it will even get worse for Israel. Soon Babylon will invade their country, destroy the temple, and carry off people into captivity in Babylon. And God tells Habakkuk, just wait. Remain faithful. Trust. The evil people, they're going to go the way they're going to go. But for the faithful, those who remain close to God, they will see good things. Timothy is a young bishop, and he's having struggles in his diocese. Sound familiar? St. Paul's telling him, keep faithful. Don't be a coward. Speak the truth. Live out your faith. God will be with you. The apostles, a few verses before what we heard today, are told by Jesus that if somebody wrongs you seven times and they come back and say, I'm sorry seven times, then you need to forgive them seven times. And they're saying, well, increase our faith. How can we do this if somebody's going to take advantage of us all the time? They're looking for quantity, but Jesus is asking about quality in their lives. Faith is not something we pull off the shelf when we're going through some kind of crisis, or we're in this building the 1 hour a day a week. It makes better sense outside these doors. That's where we really need the faith. We're encouraged by each other, at least I hope we're encouraging each other to remain faithful, to be good Catholic Christian believers. It's on the outside of these doors that people could care less about us. But we need to remain faithful in the midst of all the trials and the struggles that we face every day of our lives. And Jesus shows to all of us that no matter what our vocation or our occupation is, we're called to live out that faith intentionally and dramatically, and always being able to remain faithful and true to God and to try and trust in Him for His glory and for our well-being. This past Tuesday, the church celebrated the feast of St. Thérèse of Lisieux. She was a 19th century saint and doctor of the church. She was a cloistered Carmelite nun, and she suffered with tuberculosis for the last 2 years of her life, and she died when she was 24 years old. She came about with this little way that she called it, is that she knew because she's a cloistered Carmelite sister, she's not going to go off to the missions and preach to the people about Jesus Christ. She realized because of her health that she couldn't do a whole lot. And she thought, well, how can I serve the Lord? Where can I fit into God's plan? And she believed that loving, even in the simplest of things, could make a huge difference. So her whole life she based upon, I will love. Everything I do, I will love and give to God as a gift. So her little way would be that even if she saw a pin on the ground and picked it up, she would do it out of love for him. If she was washing dishes or sweeping the halls, she did it out of love for God and gave that to him as a gift. Her little way has touched people over those years and it made a huge difference in the lives of believers. That everything we are, everything we do, if we're living out our faith in integrity, then that is give a gift to God, and it's a gift from God. It may not be always able to get great things, see how God is working through great things in our lives, but He's there. He's working with us and through us. And I think people see that in our lives as we're living out our faith every day. One of the things I learned when I was in grade school that I've been able to maintain throughout my life is that we always prayed a morning offering when we were in a classroom. And I've done that through grade school, high school, through seminary, and my priesthood. The first thing I do when I get up in the morning, I make up my morning offering, that I'm dedicating my entire day, my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings to the Lord. And I always include an intention, so every day is not wasted. It is for something. Sundays are for you. I'm offering every Sunday up for the prayers, needs, and intentions of the people, guardian angels. So everything I do today, I give to God out of love for you. And I think that if we do that each day, dedicating ourselves, dedicating our work, dedicating our sorrows, the craziness of life, the disappointments we must face, all of those things, living out our faith constantly, day by day by day by day, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, it is a gift to God and a gift from God. May we use our gift of faith to rely upon God that He is with us in all things, and to trust in Him that He will lead us to greater things ahead.